We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
With all the wind yesterday, there were concerns about the stability of construction cranes around the city, and these concerns were not unfounded, as Samantha Liebman reports from Midtown this morning. Samantha?
Yeah, and Lee, the crane spinning above 57th Street atop an 84-story luxury tower under construction, knocking debris to the ground, as witness Tove Nord described to Channel 7 Eyewitness News.
Maybe a 20-foot-long piece of kind of railing and glass, and looked like a enormous window, kind of windmilled down.
Now, it happened around 7 Thursday night, according to the buildings department. The crane was actually weather vaning, which they say is normal, allowing it to spin in the direction of the wind to reduce resistance. But they are investigating what caused debris to fly. Witnesses say it appeared the boom may have been hanging too low, knocking into the building, as this witness told CBS2.
It was just kind of scary, to be honest, because it was like very like wobbly. Like, it looked like it was about to fall. At one point, like, it hung straight down.
Now, thankfully, no one was injured. This happening 8 years to the day of a crane collapse during Hurricane Sandy at 1 West 57th Street, just down the block. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
The NYPD looking into a report that some people tried to vote more than once in the Bronx by shaving their heads to change their appearance. The New York Post reports it happened yesterday at the early voting site at St. Francis de Chantal Church in Throgs Neck. Despite their efforts, a poll worker recognized them as having previously voted and confronted them. The newly bald would-be voters ran away and hopped into two cars, but the poll worker got their license plates and called 911. Cops are still looking for them. Voting more than once, or trying to vote more than once, is a felony. A warning from Mayor de Blasio, there could be another round of lockdown restrictions if the city doesn't get its infection rate under control. That rate currently 1.92%. If it gets to 2, he says, indoor dining at restaurants could be ended, although he's not sure restaurants have anything to do with the uptick.
We obviously had an uptick in Brooklyn and Queens, and that's where much of this is coming from, to be fair, although thank God that is all starting to come down. But I don't think we are able to say by industry that there's a problem.
In New Jersey, Governor Murphy is blaming rising infection rates on parties and family gatherings. Connecticut's reporting an infection rate of 6.1%, with 30 towns on red alert. 21 states report an increase in their infection rates over the past week. Issam El Abar is facing murder and manslaughter charges in the stray bullet death of Berta Arriaga, a mother who was killed by a single shot that came in through the window of her third-floor apartment in Jackson Heights last month. Arriaga, 31 years old, from Corona. Surveillance video showed a man with a cast on his left foot. Police say that's how they tracked down El Abar, who they say was one of two men using a chainsaw to steal a bike. Investigators say the fatal shot was fired as the men left the scene. El Abar is facing 25 to life if convicted. In Patterson, a woman, 8 months pregnant, was shot in what police say was a domestic dispute. She died, but her baby is alive. While they could not save the woman, responders were able to deliver the baby. Police are still looking for the killer. There's no ID yet on this woman, the 141st shooting victim and 23rd homicide victim in Patterson this year. Daylight saving time ends 2 a.m. Sunday. It's fall, so you fall back an hour, which means you get back the hour you lost on March 8th. Some people like the time change, some people don't. That's also the case with some dogs belonging to a woman named Gwendolyn, as Don Ford reports.
Gwendolyn says her dogs don't like the change.
Screws up my dog's schedule. Yes, they are always off by an hour then because they have a schedule throughout the day. When they go out, when we feed them, when we walk them.
And you're a master clocksmith? What are you?
I'm pretty darn good at it.
Tim Erickson owns Clockmaker Clock Restoration Shop in Novato. He understands time like no other. Precision is the name of the game.
I make more money because people screw up their clocks at daylight savings time.
Well, whether you like it or not, the time change is the law, at least around here. The Giants don't really need any more problems, but they've got a big one, a serious shortage of offensive linemen, as Mark Erne is here to explain this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, it's probably a good thing they don't play until Monday, as Big Blue had a practice Thursday with only four offensive linemen after half a dozen were told to stay home. Starting guard Will Hernandez went on the COVID-19 reserve list after testing positive, while five of his teammates and two coaches were absent because of being in close contact with him. Head coach Joe Judge had to tweak his Thursday itinerary on the fly.
I'm going to change the post-practice meetings to meet virtually. We've made some adjustments on the field to incorporate some face shields and some masks during practice, which has not been required before now, but we're going to make sure our players are wearing the mask during the actual activity. That'll be different for our guys right there.
And as for any concerns about the game against the Tampa Bay Bucks being put off because of all this?
Yeah, we have none right now. We're expecting to play Monday night, and that's our mindset.
Meantime, there's big news from college football, too. Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence also tested positive. That means he's out for tomorrow's game against Boston College and possibly next week at Notre Dame. Mark Erne, 1010 Wins Sports.
State Trooper Dane Pfeiffer used to be a member of Governor Cuomo's security detail. That's how he met the governor's 25-year-old daughter, Kara Kennedy Cuomo. They started dating, and that meant Dane had to be taken off the governor's security detail. Next thing he knew, he was transferred to a post up near the Canadian border. A source familiar with the situation tells the Post that Dane, who is 35 years old, got transferred because the governor didn't like what he and his daughter were doing. But love will find a way, and the trooper regular returns to the governor's mansion to pick up Miss Kennedy Cuomo for dates, which the source says continues to upset Governor Cuomo. A spokesman for the governor says his boss had nothing to do with the transfer up north and that it was requested by the trooper. Oddly, back in April, the governor dispensed some advice pertinent to this topic at a news conference. He said, "The answer of what you think of the boyfriend is always, I like the boyfriend. Always," he said. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.